This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been studying 1 Peter 3 under the title, Cultivating Healthy Relationships. Let's look at point 3, our relationship with unbelievers. We are on assignment to be the salt of the world and shining lights in this dark world. We could very well be the link in the chain of events that helps someone take that momentous step of trusting in Jesus Christ. Are you ready for this challenge? I still remember a day a few years ago after returning from an extended trip overseas. When I got to my office, I had an email requesting I contact a family whose 24-year-old son was near death with cancer. I visited as soon as I could. When I sat down with him, he acknowledged his uncertainty of what happens after death. I had prayed for God's guidance and enablement. Now I whispered a prayer for guidance as we talked. Gently I shared with him Jesus' words in John 14:1-6. Don't let your heart be troubled. Believe in me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way to God. After reading this to him, I said, you could pray to receive Jesus as your Savior right now, but if you want to give it some time, that's okay. And now, it was hard to say that, knowing his tenuous condition, but this was not a time to manipulate him. After waiting a while, I looked him in the eye and asked him very directly but gently, would you want to pray that now? He thought for a moment and nodded, yes. I took his hand and led him in prayer. 36 hours later, he died. I'm sure glad I got home from my trip to be there in time for this momentous moment.